Hello, this is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottage core life. Today, it's a beautiful day. We've got some green popping up through that little snowstorm we had, and everything looks beautiful. The sun is shining, and it's a great day to start off with using up some of the last of the frozen stores that we have in the refrigerator. And if you've got ramps and nasturtiums stored up in the fridge, I've got the best way to use them today. So, not going to make you wait a long time this time. We're going to just talk about a quick breakfast and how we can use up those stores of two items that I absolutely love. And I want you to open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on a green breakfast, because today we're going to make a good old-fashioned, weirdly green breakfast. Let's get started. For this particular recipe, you're going to need to get your dried nasturtium leaves as well as your dried ramps or the ramps you may have in your freezer. When I say ramps, I mean ramsons or bear garlic. You're not going to need a lot of it because it would overpower everything, but at least a good amount. I want to say if you're going to make enough pancakes for maybe a short stack, then go accordingly. So if you're making maybe 8 pancakes, like small ones, then you probably need about 3/4 of a tablespoon, up to a tablespoon of the ramps. If they are frozen, if they're dried, about a teaspoon of the ramps. With the nasturtium, if you have the dried nasturtium leaves and you can powder it down, then maybe 1/4 teaspoon of the powder. If it's just crumbled up, then about maybe 1/2 teaspoon. You're going to add this to your pancake batter, just a little bit. You're going to have to use your eyeball to judge it. It shouldn't be completely green, just enough to bring the flavor out. And then maybe a tiny bit of crushed garlic. I'd say about 2 cloves. Yeah, I know. This seems really savory, because it is. It's supposed to be savory. You're going to have this with waterfowl sausage for the morning. And I know, if you've had it, it's good. If you haven't, you're probably looking at me weirdly, but trust me, it will work. Make sure your pancake mix is a little bit runny, because you want this to be the consistency of like a really thin pancake, almost like a crepe. The next item you're going to make for your breakfast is also going to be, and of course you're not making these in the order that I'm giving you, because you don't want a situation where one part gets cold and the other part's not supposed to be cold but becomes cold. Put this on the side, maybe in an oven in the bottom where it won't get too cold. But the next part is you're going to have your radish squares. Take your bread and have some slices, or if it's not sliced, slice it up. I'm not the boss of you. And toast it very lightly, okay? Toast it very lightly. To this, I want you to add some thinly sliced radishes and butter. But also, I want you to take some of those leftover rose petals that you might have in the pantry and mix it into the butter with the tiniest bit of chive. Trust me, it's going to be delicious. Put that on the toast, and put your sliced radishes on the toast, and put these to the side. Next, you're going to have your waterfowl sausage. Now, it depends on how yours was prepared. Most people put it through the extruder. They have links. You may have patties. It's up to you. I don't know many people who make the patties. I'm not judging you if you did. But some waterfowl sausage is really pretty good. I had some from my friend and it was wonderful. So now I seek it out when I can find it. Not so much on the rabbit sausage. That's usually something that you get for your doggy friends, but it's good. I mean, you can get it too. I like the waterfowl. It's really good. So that's something that's good on the side. And you're going to make a few links of those, at least 2 per person, in our little adventure here in our savory breakfast. No eggs today. We are going a little bit harder than that. We're going to have a good time here. So if you've got your eggs taken out for these recipes today, for this breakfast, put that away. Now for our side, you're probably looking for juice, and you can serve juice, and that's absolutely fine. But we're going for a more green breakfast, a little bit more of a bold taste. And for this, I'm going to recommend that you include a special kind of tea. It's not really a tea though. It's closer to a tisane, but not really. Remember back when we had our honeys and we were making our herb honeys last year? You should be, if you have any left, you should probably be toward the end of them. So here's some simple hot drinks I'd recommend to serve with this breakfast. If you have your rosemary honey left, if you have your orange mint honey left, you can mix them together and make a nice hot drink out of a tablespoon of each into a hot cup of water, and that will be lovely. You can always do this as well with a cup of tea and add either or both to the cup of tea as well, and that will be a nice mix, and that way you can have a very wholesome and invigorating hot drink for breakfast. If you are determined to have a juice of some sort, then, you know, I'm not here to stop you, but maybe perk it up a tiny bit. I would recommend maybe a V8 juice. I'm not sponsored by V8, or something along that line, like a V8 splash to go along with the less sweet version of this breakfast. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you should try it. But what if you're not one of those people who likes the taste of onion? Maybe you want a different kind of flavor. I've got you covered for this spring morning breakfast. What if you're like my daughter? What if you like something a little bit different? Well, here's something I can definitely recommend. When you're making your pancake mix, instead of making a green oniony flavoring sort of thing, you can actually make Earl Grey pancakes. And the way you do that is you're going to steep the Earl Grey tea bags in either, if you make your pancakes with milk, into the milk, if you make it with water, into the water, and let it steep for about a half hour so it's nice and rich. And then what you're going to do is, like you make your pancakes normally, add that liquid once it's strained to your pancake mix, and you can have your Earl Grey pancakes. Now, of course, you're not going to necessarily want syrup with that. It's not going to go. But if you have a nice cream to add to that, or just some basic butter, you'll find that it's very tasty. It gives this little bit of a little lift to the whole ordeal of trying to figure out what to make that's different out of regular old pancakes. It tastes really good. Now for this, I don't recommend that waterfowl sausage. When you're making this, my recommendation is always to go with some grits. And I know, the American just jumped right out at you, didn't it? That American just jumped right out. Some grits, don't add sugar to your grits. In this particular case, thank you. Not getting into that debate, but in this case, no sugar in these grits. A small order of grits on the side, just maybe a little bit of grits. With some butter, not margarine, some butter, and some bacon. I do turkey bacon, but it's up to you what you do. And I would say this is going to be really good. So that's one of the breakfasts we had about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I thought spring was here to stay. And I got my feelings hurt. But for some of you, none of this sounds good. None of this sounds good at all. And I've got you covered if you want something completely different. And if you're into it, if you're willing to try something new, then I've got the flavor for you. About 4 weeks ago, I made a bowl of oatmeal, and that doesn't seem like it's a really big, exciting deal. But I'm going to tell you what I put in the oatmeal that made it exciting for me, and that is oranges. I put tiny little pieces of orange as well as blueberry into my oatmeal, because I'm strange, I know. But it honestly came out really, really well. but that's because I have a different, you know, set of flavors that I like. I put a little bit of maple syrup in there, and it came out pretty good. I really enjoyed it. It was good to have something different. So if you want a blast of the unusual, oranges and blueberries are a really good thing to add to a simple serving of oatmeal. And on the side of that, I had a toasted English muffin. And that's a simple breakfast. It's not a big deal. There was no meat involved in that one. And I would recommend for a spring day where you feel like trying something adventurous and wild. And one more breakfast that I recommend if you have guests over and you want to kind of impress them is to take yourself a little bit of time in the morning. Just relax, make it look like you've been in there all morning, but actually just sit down and drink a cup of coffee while they think you're working, because this is the simplest recipe you can do. And that is, get yourself that trusty pancake mix out again. Put it in little muffin cups, in muffin liners inside of your muffin pan. And you're going to put on top of those some chunks of pineapple, some chunks of raspberry, and some chunks of mandarin orange, and bake them. It's just that simple. It's like a little muffin, but it's not really, but it is. And serve those. They're going to think you were in there forever. It's going to taste great. Don't necessarily serve it with the regular pancake syrup that is basically corn syrup or sugar water. It's not going to go. Preferably, you want to have a maple syrup with a fruit in it, like a blueberry maple, or even if you have hickory syrup, that could work as well. But don't go overboard. I even recommend you could skip that completely and just add cream or whipped cream. But it's up to you. I'm not the boss of you. You know what you like to do. If you serve some dried ginger on the side of these, just to put on this, you know, right on top of the little cream, if you put it on top, it is absolutely delightful. I just feel like breakfast today, and I wanted to share breakfast ideas with you. Things I've eaten, things I love, things I think you might enjoy. You let me know if you like it. Let me know if you've tried them. Definitely let me know if you are a dried ginger lover like I am. I love sharing these kinds of things with my friends, and we're friends, right? And enjoy this little bit of spring if you're in Michigan. None of the things are melting. And I wish you good breakfast.